I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, Bay, Manners, Wishwaters, Climate. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
This is our May edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, but we have something a little different for you today as we are wrapping up our spring membership drive. We'll talk about Wisconsin's best ma and pa restaurants, places to go for good home cooking, diners, cafes, supper clubs, bars and grills all over the state of Wisconsin. And we will tell you how you can get a directory filled with information and discounts to use at many of these ma and pa restaurants. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, May 2nd. Our regular contributor, travel writer Gary Knowles, is with us as he is once a month. And he has put together his list of events happening in Wisconsin in May. We'll talk about some of the highlights, but we will also talk about where we can eat when we visit some of these other communities. And you can tell us, what ma and pa restaurant do you recommend in your town? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer. And he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning, Joy. Boy, it looks like it might be spring starting to burst out there. We can only hope. Huh?
We can only hope. It's been such a wet, cold, dreary week for the last week in April, beginning of May, but I understand that relief is on the way, at least according to the forecast for central Wisconsin or southern Wisconsin next week. We're finally going to get some sunshine and milder temperatures.
Well, we like the snow for a while, and then we'd like it to go away. And I think it's going away, and it really starting to look like spring out there. I look at the list of events, and it looks like the spring things are coming up. So I think I'm on the optimistic side now.
Well, we'll talk about some of those spring things that are coming up, but then while we're talking about where these different events and festivals are, maybe we can talk about some place that we might be able to get a good meal while we're in those communities. So what are some of the spring events that are happening?
Well, I think one of the things that always looks really good to me is called Clay in May, and that's down in Mineral Point where the Potters, I don't know if the clay softens up at this time of the year, but the Potters down there have a big event where they open their studios. People are welcome to come in. They're throwing pots. They'll talk about the production of clay with you. And that goes on actually the 2nd and 3rd, today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday.
And yet, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I know that Mineral Point has some wonderful restaurants. When we're talking about ma and pa restaurants during this hour, I guess what we're talking about is really anything that's not a chain, not a national chain,
right?
Maybe that something is a diner, a cafe, a special restaurant, a local restaurant kind of a thing. There is a really, boy, Gary, you recommended it to me one time, and I went to it. It was a wonderful restaurant in Mineral Point.
Okay.
Please tell me what it is.
There's a couple of them down there. One of them is called the MP Dining Company, and it's down on Commerce Street, and a really good place. A chef is from Chicago, and the pa is from Chicago, and I'm not sure that where the ma is, but it's a good local restaurant, and boy, some really fine things. I had a shrimp and grits down there not too long ago.
Ooh.
That was as good as anything I've had in New Orleans or Biloxi or down the Gulf Coast. Just incredible stuff that they do there.
I think the place that you recommended that I went to within the last year was a brewery.
Oh, okay. You probably went to Brewery Creek, which
it's
kitty corner across the street, and it's on Commerce Street in Mineral Point. And they have a microbrewery there, so kind of fits into the Brewery Week theme in Madison anyway that they're doing. But they do some really good beers there, but they have
food was excellent.
Yeah, they have a corn souffle that I would drive all the way from Madison to go get because it's so good. And they have a kind of a continuing changing menu of things. And Deb and Jeff Donahue are the ma and pa who run that. And I have a hard time thinking of them as a ma and pa because they're, you know, they're pretty energetic and out there working all the time. But it's a great local restaurant. And as long as we're talking about Mineral Point, we should probably mention the Red Rooster, which is down there on High Street, kind of the main street. And that's where you can go get a pasty.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Got to have a pasty.
Yeah, got to have a pasty. So
there's also a fairly new restaurant that I just saw written up in one of the Madison review sites or papers. Is there a Japanese restaurant?
There is. There is a Japanese restaurant. Again, that's on High Street as well. And I can't off the top of my head think of the name of it. But it's the only Japanese restaurant you're going to find in Mineral Point. But they're really good because apparently the people came over. One of the people, at least, is a Japanese national and married to a person who I believe lived in Mineral Point for a while. And, yeah, all the reviews I've heard of it, of people who know Japanese food say, boy, you've got to go down and try it because it's pretty darned authentic and really good.
Yeah, and you mentioned that it is a Madison Craft Beer Week as well going on?
It is. It starts, I believe, the 2nd, and it goes through the week goes through the 10th. It's
okay.
A good beer week, which is about 8 or 9 days. And I think something like 125 different events are taking place around Madison, all beer-centric and having to do with the new craft brews that are coming out. So that should be really a good event.
You have a place off the top of your head. There are so many places to eat in Madison, but when I say Ma and Pa restaurant, what comes to mind for Madison?
Well, I guess... You know, it's not Ma and Pa, but it's one, and there's actually several of them, so probably you can disqualify me if you want for this, but I like the Great Dane. It grew up here. The Great Dane got started up here in the square area, and it's, you know, good burgers, good fries, lots of other things they've added, sort of mac and cheese kind of, you know, staples, but also always great brews, too. So if you want to put the brews and the food together...
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, Great
and
Dane is a good one.
I guess, I mean, it is, it's a local place. I know they branched out now and have one in Wausau. I was at a Great Dane in Wausau recently. So, well, we are talking about fun things to do in Wisconsin in the month of May and places to go in various communities around the state to eat while we are enjoying Wisconsin. And we'll tell you more about a special thank you gift that we have for a pledge during this hour. We are going to be talking more about the directory of Wisconsin's best Ma and Pa restaurants. And we welcome your input. We welcome your recommendations. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. John Munson joins me because this is the last weekday of our spring membership drive. Listeners provide the single largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So this drive is your chance to support all of the programs that you enjoy. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, Joy, there are lots of great reasons to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and one of them is the fact that we have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, up to $3,100. It comes from current donors, and it means they'll match every dollar you give, up to $3,100, as their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, my goodness, a dollar-for-dollar match. Get your pledge doubled, that means, right now. What a great opportunity. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And, John, we also, a special thank you gift this hour for your pledge of $84. Now, that's kind of an odd number, but that works out to $7 a month.
Okay.
So think of it as $7 a month. For 12 months, $84, and we will send you, if you would like it, the directory of Wisconsin's best Ma and Pa restaurants. This was compiled by the publication Our Wisconsin. They had a feature in their magazine where they would feature a Ma and Pa restaurant somewhere in Wisconsin. And they said they just got a tremendous response from their readers of, hey, this one's great, or that one's great, or you should try this place. And so they compiled all of those recommendations from their readers. And they also provide in here a map of, you know, every county in Wisconsin and the restaurants in those counties and discounts. Dining discount coupons for wow. many of the restaurants that are in this directory.
What a bargain.
So $525 worth of dining discount coupons are in this first edition of the Directory of Wisconsin's Best Ma and Pa Restaurants. Yours as our thank you for your pledge of $84 right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wow, that's a heck of a deal.
Yeah, it is.
That's
and it's and your pledge is doubled. If you do that $84,
dollar
it'll
for
be,
dollar match, yeah. So your 84 is 168. See, I did that math right on the fly.
That was great. I wouldn't have been able to do that. So
I'll show you my work later.
So we also have a goal of 30 pledges during this hour and three in so far. So that's promising.
Well, you know, you give to WPR to support the programs because we keep you informed and entertained every day. You get a lot of value from the Joy Cardine Show and also Garden Talk, Zora Pastor on Your Health, Away with Words, and, well, all the other shows that you've come to rely on.
So you can also ask for this special issue from our Wisconsin magazine, the Directory of Best Ma and Pa Restaurants in Wisconsin, for $84 or more, $7 a month, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I started donating quite a few years ago. I took the plunge. It was the first thing that I had ever done with the sustaining type of membership. It was painless, and so I've just continued. I trust Wisconsin Public Radio. I also trust them to use my money wisely. I'm Bea Liebel from Merrill, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this spring membership drive, the last weekday of the spring membership drive. The drive is over tomorrow. So if you've been meaning to make your contribution and you're listening right now, hey, this is a great time to make that pledge because we have a dollar for dollar match going on right now. Your pledge will be doubled. We have this special thank you during this hour, the Directory of Wisconsin's Best Ma and Pa Restaurants, yours for a pledge of $84, and you will be supporting the programming that you value. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Still plenty of room to get in on that dollar-for-dollar match. We've raised just under $600 so far this hour, so we're off to a terrific start, and looking forward to getting all of that $3,100. And remember, if you could become a sustainer if you're not already one. It's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card just by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Take advantage of the dollar for dollar match. Pledge $84 or more and get the Directory of Best Ma and Pa Restaurants in Wisconsin. Man, I'm telling you, this is just an action-packed morning already.
It is. And thanks to Mike and Lori from McFarland who pledge. They say, we listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day. We appreciate the intelligence, the insightfulness, the high quality of all the programming. There is no better source for news and talk. Thank you so much, Mike and Lori, for your pledge. How about you? How much would you like to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio? You can pledge any amount. Every single pledge is needed and appreciated. Every single pledge coming in this hour will be doubled up to $3,100. And your pledge of $7 a month or $84 a year entitles you to the thank you gift this hour, the Directory of Wisconsin's Best Ma and Pa Restaurants. So do pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, John. We will get back now to our conversation about Tell Joy Where to Dine. Tell Joy where to eat as we make travels around the state. Gary Knowles, our monthly contributor, contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, is with us. We have put his list of events up on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and WPR.org. And we're talking about the fun things to do in Wisconsin in May, plus places to eat while we are doing them. And I know that we already have some suggestions from our listeners, Gary. So why don't we go to Steve in Eagle? Hello, Steve.
Hi.
What do you recommend?
Well, I have to recommend Knuckleheads Pub and Grub here in Eagle, Wisconsin, and then right down the road, you can go to Old World and check that out. But, yeah, they make excellent wings here at Knuckleheads and great burgers, everything. And especially if you're a Harley enthusiast, the entire bar is geared towards, yeah, Harley Davidson.
Oh, really? Is it all full of Harley decor?
Yes.
And is that right in Eagle?
It is right in Eagle.
All right. Thanks very much, Steve.
Great.
Old World, Wisconsin is on my list of Tell Joy Where to Go locations, Gary. I don't know what has happened. I've been meaning to go there, and I've not been there yet. It's a nice historical site where everything is living history, right?
Yeah, it is. It is a great place. And, you know, it's sort of the good thing about it, Joy, is it's open all year round. And you can get out there and see. Actually, it's well-preserved. Buildings and artifacts that really kind of tell you the story of the settlement of Wisconsin, and really one of the best of the building parks anywhere in the country.
And we are putting you on the spot, Gary, because I know that you do a lot of traveling, but you may not know about a restaurant in every single community. But what about that? You know, I don't know. I guess Eagle's sort of southeastern Wisconsin. Does something jump out to you from that region?
Well, I don't know Eagle very well, and so I'll take our listener's suggestion and try that place. But I was just going to say, I was just looking through our events as well and trying to put an event together with a place. I see Sturgeon Bay has their one day a year. They actually open up the shipyards up there for tours, and that is going to be on the 3rd. And so that should be a lot of fun. It's always a great opportunity to see those multi-million dollar yachts they're building and the big ships. And I was thinking in Sturgeon Bay, there are some really good places up in that area.
Like what?
Well, if you go to, if you go out to the end of Door County from Sturgeon Bay, go out and then go over to Washington Island, there's Nelson's Hall over there, it's called. And the neat thing about Nelson's Hall is that's where they have the International Bitters Club. And when they had prohibition, they still could drink bitters out there on the island. And so a lot of people would go out and they would drink their bitters as a medicine, you understand. But it was licensed as a pharmacy. And so people
goodness.
Would go out and they would they would drink some bitters. And well, now you can go out there and I think for a dollar or two, you buy a shot of bitters and drink it. And they give you a membership card and you become a member of the International Bitters Club. And they also have good food there as well. So I should mention that's the case. And then also, if you're out on the island, there's Fisk's restaurant, which is out there. And the neat thing about Fisk's is that they serve a fish that you don't find everywhere called lawyers. And so if you want to go and eat some lawyers, you could go up to Washington Island.
And it's wash actually it down with some bitters.
Well, if you're from Minnesota, they know that fish is the burbot. But it's really it's called the lawyer up there. And so Fisk would be the place to go.
And I should note that every restaurant that we talk about on the program this hour is not necessarily going to be in the directory of Wisconsin's best ma and pa restaurants, but some of them may be. We just can't be sure that all of them that listeners call in with or that Gary recommends are actually in the book. But one that is in the book for Sturgeon Bay, Gary, is the Greystone Castle.
The Greystone Castle, right. And the good thing there, people say, is that the food is affordable, the food is good, and that the people are friendly. And, you know, typical of a lot of mom-and-pa restaurants, and well worth checking it out. And, of course, the other thing that we should probably mention, and I don't think it's not made a point of in here, but I think Wisconsin people know this, is that on Fridays, fish is big.
And, Sister Bay Bowl in Sister Bay is really big for fish.
That's right. Yeah. And, yep. And it would be a good place to go and try some fish on Friday or any day, probably, that they're serving them. And so that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, that is also in the book. One that I have not been to, and we only have 30 seconds before our news break, but another Door County Ma and Pa restaurant that is highlighted in the book, and there will be discounts for this particular one with the book, Rusty Tractor Cafe in Egg Harbor.
Yeah, and they're known for their stuffed French toast, I understand.
Ooh.
So you might want to check that out, and the Rusty Tractor.
Yeah, and I'm going to be making a trip to Door County in early June. It's already on the calendar, and so I'm gonna check out the Rusty Tractor. Why not?
Why not? Book in hand, right?
Yeah, there we go. We will welcome more of your recommendations of things to do in Wisconsin and places to go to eat while we are there as we continue. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. This is the Ideas Network. That it came out as a record, and it was 2 years. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. We are talking about Wisconsin's Ma and Pa restaurants during this May edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Joining me is John Munson, because this is the last weekday of Wisconsin Public Radio's Spring Membership Drive. We are here today to raise the money that pays for the programs that you enjoy, programs like this one. Give your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, good morning again, Joy. Remember, we have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. So far, Joy, we've raised over $2,000 this hour. So excellent, excellent start. Still some room for you to get in on this Pledge One, Get One deal. Your gift of $50 turns into $100 and so forth.
Take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And John, we also have this special thank you gift that we have this hour because we're talking about Wisconsin's best Ma and Pa restaurants with Gary Knowles. We are also giving away the first edition of this directory of Wisconsin's best Ma and Pa restaurants, which was put together by the publication Our Wisconsin. And it has restaurants all over the state of Wisconsin, every single county, a handful of restaurants that their readers have recommended. And many of these restaurants have given discounts so you can you can get money off your meal if you decide to frequent any of these restaurants all over the state of Wisconsin. And we are giving this away as our thank you gift for your pledge of $84. That's $7 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And I know that Gary Knowles is also with us. And Gary, since John is from Douglas County in Superior, give us one of the restaurants in the directory of Wisconsin's best Ma and Pa restaurants, and we'll see if John concurs that it's a good one.
There's one up here that's kind of intriguing. It's got an interesting name called the County Courthouse. What can you tell us about that place?
Well, instead
South
of spelling
Range.
It with a C, it's K.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
it is.
So that's the clever name.
And it's not a courthouse. It's a courthouse.
It is right. It is not. It's not the kind of restaurant you would expect to find out in the county. I mean, it's not in the middle of nowhere, but I mean, it's out in rural Douglas County. Very sophisticated menu.
No.
Excellent chef. But it still has more of that kind of bar food feel, but the menu is, it's not what you expect. When you go in there and you look around and then you see what you get when they serve it, it's not what you'd expect. I highly recommend it. It's a great place to go.
So you'd say it's worth the drive.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah. My daughter and son-in-law like going there, too, and my wife likes it. It's a great place. The food is excellent.
All right. Well, there's one for Douglas County, and I know that there are ones for Bayfield County. We might Ashland County. So we'll talk about some of those, too. But We are looking for your pledge of any amount to help support the programming of Wisconsin Public Radio. We do have that dollar-for-dollar match still in effect, so you will double your pledge up to $3,100 during this hour. And if you pledge $7 a month or $84 for the year, we'll be happy to send you this money-saving, helpful resource, the Directory of Wisconsin's Best Ma and Pa Restaurants, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So now let me see if I've got this straight, Joy. This hour, we can get your pledge matched dollar for dollar.
Yep.
Okay, so that's incentive number one. Also, for $84, you can get this very valuable publication, Wisconsin's Best Ma and Pa Restaurants, with all those great coupons in it. And your $84 pledge becomes $168 for Wisconsin Public Radio, $7 a month. Plus, you'll have the good feeling of having made a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can wear a smug smile all day long,
yep,
knowing that you've done it. So, I mean, I don't see any downside here. This is upside all the way. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And, of course, that's the main reason that you are contributing money to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's because you understand that this is listener-supported radio, that you are the single biggest slice, as in pie, of our budget
pie.
You had
to mention pie.
Yes, I did. And that we wouldn't be the same service without your contributions. And do it because you also enjoy the fact that we, during this hour in particular, focus on Wisconsin and have a lot of fun with Gary Knowles once a month and other topics during the month where we talk about, we celebrate Wisconsin life. Talk about the special Wisconsin experiences that we can have in this great state. That's what we do every week during this hour. And you're listening now, so why don't you make a pledge to support it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. All right, John, thanks very much for being here. We'll talk to you at the end of the hour. Continuing now with Gary Knowles, who is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers based in Des Plaines, Illinois, a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, talking about fun things to do in Wisconsin during the month of May and places to go to eat when we are enjoying those fun things. And, you know, we have comments on Facebook, Gary. We have Carrie on Facebook who says, "Great Mom and Pa Restaurant is Mickey Lou's Barbecue in Marinette. It was started by Mickey and Lou in the 1950s. Burgers and brats and hot dogs and the best malts and sundaes around." So that does...
Well, that does sound great. I'm not familiar with that place, but I really haven't been up there for a while. I need to get up to Marinette anyway. And I think that sounds like a good one to go to. I like the idea of those... sort of the locally made malts and kind of soda shop kind of things, too. That sounds great.
Yeah, we have Brian on Facebook who adds, "It's not so much about the burgers as it is about the experience. This place is a real throwback to a much simpler time." That's part of a great restaurant, isn't it, though?
It is the
experience, the ambiance.
Oh, yeah, and you know, and they're called, you know, they're called Mom and Ma and Pop. I think really what that refers to is how friendly usually the local folks are when you come in, because most of these places are local spots. And to me, the idea of travel is to get to know the local area. And I mean, I like occasionally to stop at a franchise restaurant because it's reliable. But boy, you travel because you want to go see different places. And as I look through this book, it's great. There's a lot of places I have not been to. And just from hearing people's reviews, some of those that are in here, it sounds like this is going to be a really helpful tool as you're traveling around to go try some new things and get to see some new people, and you can count on it being friendly.
You know, when we were talking about budget pie before, Gary, I was, of course, tongue-in-cheek, so to speak. But what about places for pie? You got to know some places for great pie.
Well, probably the best Ma and Pa place that people know around the state is the Norske Nook in Osseo, which deserves its reputation. Helen Meyer, bless her soul, made that place a famous landmark. It's known all over the world. It's been sold and new people own it, but it's still the Norske Nook. They still make the Mile High lemon meringue pie there. I think the sour cream raisin is to die for, but there's another place that I found too that I think I would say it's a close competitor, and in some cases people may say, well, it might even be a little better, but that's over in Stockholm, the Stockholm Pie Company over there, right on the Mississippi, and it's on the Great River Road, is an incredible pie shop, and they have some wonderful pies in there as well. And so, you know, maybe you can go stop at both of them. That would be my recommendation.
That would be,
make a trip of it.
I will take you up on that recommendation. Well, let me let you know that if you want to pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio and you would like to receive your copy of this directory of Wisconsin's best Ma and Pa restaurants, which includes $525 worth of dining discount coupons. So, boy, if you have a road trip and eat at a lot of these places, you're going to save a lot of money.
You can make some money.
Yeah. You can make that pledge of $7 a month or $84 a year to support the programming at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. There are dozens and dozens of restaurants in this directory. We cannot say that every single one we talked about on the show today is in here, but you might find a lot that that you weren't aware of either, some hidden gems, so to speak. I know, Gary, that... In fact, I heard on Wisconsin Public Radio that the Wollersheim Winery is it not releasing its brandy sometime soon?
Yeah, it's Coucard, Philippe Coucard's brandy. The second batch is coming up, and it is available, I believe, today and this whole weekend. You can go up there, and I think they have a limit of 2 bottles. So if you're a big brandy drinker, take your friend, and you can each buy 2 bottles. But it's really gotten great reviews, and Philippe, I know, has been working on it like crazy. So, it's brandy release weekend, and that's up in the Sauk County area up there.
Yeah, sort of around, a little south of Baraboo. And what about some restaurants there that we might go to?
The one that I have kind of stumbled across, I don't know that it's in the book here, but I'll just mention it anyway, is Lystra's Family Restaurant. As you cross the Wisconsin River going north on Highway 12, it'll be on your left-hand side right after the stoplight in downtown Prairie du Sac, Sauk City up there. And really, I got to say, if you want a chocolate malt, they have got some incredible malts. And, you know, we're talking about pies. They do great pies. And just, you know, good quality, basic family food there. And, you know, comfort food and good food. But really a good place to go check out. And
That sounds good. And I know that one place in Baraboo that I don't know that it's in the book, but one of the places that I try to stop at from time to time when I get up to Baraboo, just north of Sauk, is the Village Cafe.
Oh, that is there? A good place. Yeah, it is. They've got great pies, too, and desserts.
Yeah.
We've been in there, and that is a good one. I don't know that they're in the book. One of those in Sauk County, though, that I have been to that's in the book, and they also are a discount place, is the Spring Green General Store.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you've been there, haven't you?
Yes, I did go there based on a recommendation. That was one of my Tell Joy Where to Go places. But tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, the Spring Green General Store is a general store, but it's also a great cafe, great breakfasts at that place. Their breakfast potatoes are wonderful, and I've had pancakes there. They're big, good pancakes. Also other specials throughout the day they do. But the other neat thing about the Spring Green General Store is that at least twice a year they have great big music festivals that go on there. And at the end of this month, they have, I believe it's Memorial Day weekend. We'll have to check that, but I'm pretty sure it's true. They have the Bob Fest, which is people come in and they sing Bob Dylan songs.
That's
off
cool.
off the back porch. And then at the end of the summer on Labor Day, like last year, I know they had the Beatles Fest there where they have bands in and people come in and do Beatles songs, which really is a lot of fun. And Spring Green is a great place to visit anyway. And actually, since we're mentioning Spring Green, let me mention another place there, and that would be the Driftless Depot, which is they feature organic and locally grown foods and really do a fantastic job with those.
Well, Christy found out that the Bob Fest is going to be Sunday, May 25th.
So, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That will be fun.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know. I know, Gary, that you do spend a lot of time up in Northwest Wisconsin. We already talked about a place or two in Douglas County, but how about Bayfield County? I know that you you enjoy Madeline Island and some of the and Ashland. Do you have some recommendations there, and maybe some places in the book?
Sure. Yeah, one of the places that's in the book that I highly recommend if you get up to that area. And I think it's Bayfield County. I don't think it's Douglas County, but it's down in the southern part of it. It's the Delta Diner in Delta. And I've got to say, it's a wonderful diner. They actually brought in a diner and made it the old railroad car diner style, the old stainless steel style. It's a beautiful place. And the food is wonderful.
And that was on a list. We did a show a while back on the best places to get breakfast in Wisconsin, and that was recommended by many listeners, and was also recommended on the Travel Wisconsin website.
Yeah, their pulled pork sandwich is incredible as well, and I've not ever heard anything that's not been really good there. And the people are, as we mentioned, friendly all the time at that place too. Other places that are up in that area, I see they have Garmisch listed there. And Garmisch was a resort, but it's also a restaurant that they have, which is kind of done in the Bavarian style. And it's beautiful because it's back in the woods. You can, you know, it's on the lake, up on the lake area up there. And well worth checking out Garmisch. That's a good one. And then they have... The Village Inn in Cornucopia, which is super. They're known for their whitefish. And I think the Village Inn, as I understand, was kind of one of the favorite places of people who hiked out to see the sea caves this year, the ice caves. And they do great whitefish up there, and well worth checking that place out.
I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about some of the best ma and pa restaurants in Wisconsin, and we are encouraging you to also support Wisconsin Public Radio on this last weekday of our spring membership drive. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson and Gary Knowles, talking about great Wisconsin restaurants and your support of Wisconsin Public Radio on this last weekday of the spring membership drive. Make your pledge now. Don't forget, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And, John, it looks like we met our challenge.
Boy, we sure did. We met it. We blew right on by it. And we're just keeping on. We have a lot of momentum built up right now. So thank you so much for helping us capture that $3,100 in challenge money. That's done. And we also met our hourly goal for pledges. But, you know, it would be nice. We've got 24 new members this hour.
That's excellent.
Let's make it an even 30 new members. Let's get 6 more new members in the next 5 minutes or so to join us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a great time to make your pledge of support during this spring pledge drive. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Hey, a guy named John on Facebook says...
I think I know this guy.
This is hilarious. John Munson, while we were talking, Gary, posted on Facebook, I would be remiss if I didn't suggest a few places to visit for great food in Superior. 2 for breakfast, the 58th Street Diner and the Kitchen, and the best burgers and fries are found at the legendary Anchor Bar.
It is legendary.
Well, I've heard of it. And
don't go there for decorating tips, but the burgers and fries are out of this world. But.
Yeah, that's I saw that Anchor Bar was highlighted on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network.
It's pretty well known, and it's a great place. And I don't think they do this anymore, but the bartender and the cook used to get into arguments, so you could get lunch and a floor show at the same time.
Well, awesome. Now unfortunately, we didn't see the Anchor Bar listed in our directory of Wisconsin's best ma and pa restaurants. It doesn't mean it's not there. It just means that it was not on the radar of the readers of Our Wisconsin magazine. I bet you the second edition is going to have it there. But we are giving away this directory of Wisconsin's best ma and pa restaurants. There are restaurants in every single county in Wisconsin and discount coupons for many of them. It's yours for a pledge of $7 a month or $84 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. Please make that pledge of any amount. Make it $84 if you'd like the directory, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I'm not originally from here. I'm from Florida, and huge fan of Wisconsin Public Radio, a regular contributor. We didn't have anything even remotely close to it in Florida. And from what I understand from a lot of people who call out of state, there isn't anything like it in the country.
I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, encouraging you to make your pledge on this last weekday of the spring pledge drive. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, listeners who rely on Wisconsin Public Radio are the most dependable source of income for this radio station. Hey, you know what? Maybe you can make a $1,200 contribution. You can pay it in monthly installments of $100.
Your support is vital to keep Wisconsin Public Radio on the air, and a generous pledge of $100 a month would certainly help do that and help pay for those who can't make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. But do know that any pledge of any amount is welcome and needed at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Now, we said we wanted new members, John. It looks like we still have six more to go.
Well, yeah, let's get six more new members before 7 o'clock this morning. That seems to be doable. We've had 44 pledges this hour. That's terrific. We made our hourly goal. We always like to see that. And we also captured that challenge. And, you know, it's really kind of funny. We've been talking about food all hour, and we have a listener who wrote in that said that WPR provides a full meal for my mind and my soul. I really like that. Yeah, get fed. Daily at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Yeah, we got one more new member. Thank you very much for that pledge. What about you? Whether you're new or renewing or adding on to your current pledge, we would love to hear from you. And if you would like this guide to Wisconsin's best ma and pa restaurants, make that pledge now. This is our thank you gift for this hour. This hour when we talk about Wisconsin culture and fun things to do in Wisconsin, often with Gary Knowles. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge $7 a month. That's $84 a year to help support the programs that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio. We have one more new member, John. We might do this.
Hey, I think we're going to do it. And hey, listen, as long as you're signing up, why not just go all the way and become a sustainer? And that helps everybody. Whatever you do, make your pledge now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And you can become a sustainer at $7 a month, the
Yay.
$84 pledge. And your thank you gift is the directory of Wisconsin's best ma and pa restaurants. John, thank you. Gary, thank you. Thank you if you've supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.